查考一段的圣经啊，是我们互相的勉励。
This morning we'd like to study into a passage from the scripture for mutual encouragement.
请看民数记的二十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 21.
啊，民数记的二十一章。
Numbers 21.
我们查考从第四节到第九节。
Let's read from verse 4 to 9.
第四节，他们从何尔山起行，往红海那一条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因为这个路难行，啊，心中甚是烦躁。第五节。
Five.
就怨毒神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及地领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？在这里没有粮，没有水，我们心里厌烦这个淡薄的食物。第六节。
Six.
于是神使火蛇进到百姓中间，蛇就咬了他们，以色列人中死了许多。啊，这段圣经是在记载啊，在旷野路发生的一段事情。
This passage records an incident that happened in the Israelites' journey in the wilderness.
啊，以色列百姓在埃及地受苦。
The Israelites had suffered in the land of Egypt.
因为新生的王不认识约瑟，看到以色列百姓呢人口越来越多，就想办法要消灭他们。
Since the new king did not know Joseph, and when he saw the prosperity of the Israelites, he decided to annihilate them.
哦，所以叫以色列百姓做很重的工作。
And so he commanded the Israelites to take on harsh labor.
那以色列百姓就向神呼求。
And as a result, the Israelites cried out to God.
啊，那神听到他们的哀求。
God heard their cry.
神就差摩西去带他们出来。
And sent Moses to rescue them.
他们在出埃及的过程中看到神很多啊很奇妙伟大的作为。
During the Exodus, the Israelites witnessed the miraculous and wonderful signs of God.
在埃及地就看到神行十个大的这个奇事，使法老王顺服。
And even in the land of Egypt, the Israelites saw the 10 plagues that God had showered upon the land of Egypt.
到红海就看到红海分开。
When they were at the Red Sea, they saw it parted.
每一天看到云柱火柱。
And every day, they saw the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
所以从他们开始向神呼求他们的苦难开始，神的慈爱、神的同在、神的带领啊，没有一天是停止的。
So from the point of their pleading to God.God has continually, without stop, showed His mercy and loving kindness to the Israelites.
哦，但是以色列百姓万万没有想到啊，他们到了旷野地，还是要受苦。
Unfortunately, the Israelites failed to realize that they had to suffer the harsh reality of the wilderness.
在迦南地啊，在埃及地受苦，那除了埃及地以后，在旷野地也在受苦。
So not only did they suffer in the land of Egypt, they had to suffer the same in the wilderness.
啊，他们没有办法了解为什么。
They could not understand the reason behind it.
这两种的受苦意义是不一样的。
But these two kinds of sufferings are different in its nature.
因为没有办法明白，所以就开始发怨言。
Because they failed to understand the essence of their suffering, they began to complain.
有时候我们在想说啊，对，我们没有信耶稣的时候，很多人真的受了很多的苦。
So some people think that before they believe in Christ, they suffer a great deal.
有的是肉体的苦，有的是心灵的苦。
Some suffer physically, while others mentally.
有的是外在的，有的是内在的。
Some suffered externally, and some suffered internally.
那也因为受苦，所以我们就想说啊，主耶稣有恩典，我们来寻找主耶稣。
And so, when we know that our Lord Jesus is full of grace, we wanted to come to Him.
那我们来寻找主之后，我们也得圣灵。
After we come to Him, we receive the Holy Spirit.
也真的感觉到信耶稣很好，心中有平安。
And we truly feel that believing in the Lord is good, and we have peace in our hearts.
我们祷告，神会安慰我们。
And when we pray, our Lord comforts us.
那常常会感觉到神在带领我们。
And we constantly feel that God is guiding us.
但是问题就是, 诶, 有时候我们感觉到, 我受洗以后, 我还是要受苦。
But the reality is, after we are baptized, we still have to face difficulties in life.
不是说受洗以后, 我生活中就没有苦了。
It doesn't mean that after baptism, we will no longer face any challenges in our lives.
那有的时候受洗以后那个经历的苦难比没有受洗以前更大。
And sometimes the sufferings that we undergo after we have belief in Christ is greater than those that we have experienced before we believe.
很多人就很难了解。
So many people could not understand.
主耶稣是慈爱的神。
Jesus is the loving God.
他有没有能力让我们不受苦呢？
Does he have the power to shield us from sufferings?
当然有能力。
Of course.
在他无所不能。
In him, nothing is impossible.
那如果主耶稣很爱我们, 我们今天已经受洗了, 归到他的名下, 为什么他有能力让我们不受苦, 他还是, 我们还是要受苦?
Now, why is it that God, being such a loving being, and save us, how could he allow us to suffer?
这是一个很实际的问题, 我想每一个人, 常常都会遇到。
And I think this is a very practical concern that every one of us face every day.
如果这个问题没有解决, 可能我们就跟以色列百姓犯了同样的错误。
And if we cannot find a solution to this dilemma, we will commit the same mistakes as the Israelites had.
我们信耶稣以后, 可能就开始发怨言了。
And maybe after we believe in Christ, we will start complaining.
所以你看他们怎么发怨言呢?
Let's see how they complained.
他说为什么把我们从埃及地领出来呢? 让我们死在旷野呢?
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert?
这里没有水,没有粮,没有水。
There's no bread, there's no water.
而且厌恶这淡薄的食物。
And we detest this miserable food.
所以我们从他们发怨言里面, 我们看到两点。
From their complaint, we see two points.
第一个,
First of all,
他们对神的慈爱的作为啊, 一点感觉都没有。
First of all, they fail to realize the loving act of God.
他们只看到生活很苦难的一面。
They only see the difficult side of their lives.
但是他们没有看到神很伟大那种慈爱的计划的一部分的一面。
But they fail to see the immense grace of God through His acts.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点,
Secondly,
我们在他们受苦当中, 发愿联当中, 看出他们没有盼望。
And in their complaint, they do not exhibit any hope.
他们在出埃及的时候, 欢欢喜喜出来。
They rejoice when they got out of Egypt.
因为我们做了几百年的奴隶, 现在终于自由了。
For they realized they had finally been released from hundreds of years of hard labor.
所以那个苦难马上要脱离。
And they were about to depart from that agonizing past.
但是神要带领进入那个迦南牛奶与蜜之地，他们没有看过。
And they were about to enter into the land of honey and milk, which they had never seen.
只听这样讲，没有看过。
They only heard.
而且他们本身信心就不是很强。
And they did not have a strong faith.
他们是看了神迹以后才认识神的。
They knew God only after witnessing His miracles.
是经历过神迹以后才感谢神的。
They thank God only after they experience His miracles.
所以对那一块牛奶与蜜之地，他们根本就没有感受。
So to the land of milk and honey, they really have no clue.
所以在受苦当中，我们可以看出来，他是一个没有盼望的人。
So they did not have any hope.
那这两点呢，就使他们在受苦当中开始埋怨神跟摩西。
And because of these two points, they began to complain against Moses and God.
但是我们仔细来看。 为什么神要叫他们受苦?
But let's ponder carefully and see why God allowed them to suffer.
虽然神有办法让他们不受苦。
Even though God had the power to prevent them from suffering.
有时候我们好像做父母的，有时候看到我们自己的子女啊，确实，我们很想说，如果他们能够不受苦最好。
Sometimes as parents, we really would wish that our children would not have to suffer.
但是有时候我们常常发现受苦对我们的子女是有好处的。
But what we realize is that it is good for our children to go through their own burdens.
好，我们看生命记的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
十一节。
Verse 11。
好，说你们要谨慎，免得忘记神，你们的神，啊，不遵守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。十二节。
12。
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，啊，你的牛羊增多，你的金银增添，并且你所有的全都增加。十四节。
14。
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的。啊，这里神在啊提到以色列百姓的未来。
Here God prophesied about the future of the Israelites.
既然神要叫他们去的是牛奶与蜜之地。
Since God had promised them the land of honey and milk.
所以神可以预见将来他们到了牛奶与蜜之地，他们的生活是怎么样的一种情况。
And God already foretold what kind of life they would have in that land.
他们要建造美好的房屋来居住。
And what they would do was to build fine houses and settle down.
而且他们要吃得饱足。
And they will eat and be satisfied.
他们的牛羊增多，金银增添。
And their herds and flocks grow larger and their silver and gold increase.
那这个是神可以预得见啊，他们到迦南地以后的生活。
And this is the scenario which they will see when they enter into the land of Canaan.
但是神也预见到人的软弱。
But God also foresees human weaknesses.
所以雅各说，不要让我太富足。
That is why Agur said, Lord, please do not let me be too wealthy.
因为如果太富足，我就忘掉了神。
Otherwise, I may forget you.
好，因为约伯在一个很富足的环境里面，他最忧虑的就是他的孩子。
Job, in his prosperity, worried most about his children.
那每一次有这个宴乐哈，这个有这个 party 过了之后啊，他就为着他孩子开始献燔祭。
Whenever there were feasts and banquets, Job would offer sacrifices on behalf of his children.
因为恐怕他孩子弃掉神。
Lest his children forsake God.
所以神在还没有进到那个牛奶蜜之地，还没有经历到那个神所赐的丰盛之前，要让他们经历过苦难。
And that is why before they experienced the goodness of the promised land, God allowed them to suffer.
好，所以十六节，我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
又在旷野将你所列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。这里说，神让以色列百姓受苦试验，目的是要叫他终究享福。
Verse 16 tells us, the reason for their suffering is to humble and to test them, so that in the end it might go well with them.
那我们就很难了解了，让他们受苦跟他们终究享福有什么关系？
And we may be puzzled why is suffering linked to having a good life?
因为一个人要一生不断地得到神的恩典，需要一个非常重要的条件。
There's one very important reason before one receives the blessings of God.
就是他需要谦卑。
That is, he needs to be humble.
但是人在很顺利，一切环境很丰盛的当中，人常常忘掉这是神的恩典。
But in prosperity and abundance, we as humans tend to forget everything is the blessing of God.
所以十七节说，这财货是我的力量、我的能力得来的，这是人共同的一个毛病。
That is why verse 17 says, "You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.'"
那当一个人开始强调我们所有的是因为我们努力得来的，他就把神忘记了。
So as we focus so much on our own ability to gain prosperity, we forget about God.
当一个人强调我的时候，神就变成第二了。
When we emphasize ourselves, we put God in the second place.
那在这个情况下，神就很难继续祝福人了。
And if that's the case, God cannot continue to bless us.
因为人因为神的恩典，把自己提高过于高于过神。
For because of God's blessings, we have mistakenly elevated ourselves. Before God.
亚当能够继续住在伊甸园那个丰盛的生活里面，有一个条件。
And there's a critical reason Adam was able to live in the abundance of the Garden of Eden.
就是他要尊重神。
And that is, he must show reverence to God.
这个善恶树上你不能吃。
And God told him not to eat of the fruit from the tree of good and evil.
你谦卑尊重神，你就永远住在伊甸园里面。
And if Adam were to be humble and obey that command, he would have lived in the Garden of Eden forever.
当亚当把自己提升跟神一样。
But when Adam desired to raise himself to the level of God,
所以神的话就不是诫命了。
God's command no longer became, no longer was a command.
神的话变成建议了。
And God's command became a suggestion.
建议就是随便你啊。
And as a suggestion, he need not listen to him.
所以当他把自己提升跟神同等，他就从伊甸园出来了。
So when he tried to equate himself with God, he had to be cast out from the garden.
他就不能够再继续享受神的恩典。
He no longer experienced God's blessing.
那这个是神非常害怕以色列百姓从他的复辙。
And this was the point that God was worried about the Israelites.
所以神要让他们经历苦难，让他们在苦难当中来思想说：“啊，对，我们一切都是从神来的。”
And that is why God wanted them to go through suffering so that they may recognize that everything they had came from Him.
所以十八节说：“你要纪念神，因为财货的力量是他给你的。”
Verse 18 tells us that it is the Lord God who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
然后要坚定他向你列祖所起誓的约。
And so confirms his covenant which he swore to his their forefathers.
所以今天你能够生活很富足，是因为神对你的慈爱，也因为神在看顾你。
So it was because of God's loving kindness and providence that you live in prosperity today.
那人经过苦难之后，人才会时时刻刻去感谢神。
And only when we go through sufferings will we constantly give thanksgiving to God.
我们能够多活一天，这是神的恩典。
Every day we live is a blessing of God.
我们能够多吃一餐饭，这是神的恩典。
Every meal we have is the blessing of God.
我们所得的一切都是神的恩典。
Everything that we have gained is the blessing of God.
当我们心里这样对神产生一种感谢的心，尊他为大的时候，我们就一生一世在享受神的恩典。
And we have a when we have a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart to magnify Him. Then we will enjoy his blessings.
但是要达到这种属灵的情况，常常要很多的操练，失败再来，失败再来，操练到最后，我们真的了解到这个事实。
But to attain that spiritual state, we need to fail and to get up again to learn to realize that spirituality.
所以在旷野当中，神有办法不让他们受苦，但是神却让他们受苦。
So while God had the power to let them not suffer in the wilderness, God did not.
这是因为他们不了解神的心意。
The Israelites did not understand God's will.
那我们今天信耶稣。
Today we believe in God.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
你们要进窄门。
You will enter the narrow gate.
那找到的人是很少的。
And those who found it are few.
但是进到里面那个路也很难走。
But the path is narrow as well.
可见说，我们今天过这个信仰的生活，路是难走的。
What Jesus is saying is that it is difficult to walk on this journey of faith.
会有很多的困难。
You will meet many difficulties.
那如果我们看到主耶稣在讲这个世界的末日的预兆。
And if you read Jesus' prophecy on the last days.
那你就发现说，世界来的苦难当中有一个很重要的对象，就是针对信耶稣的人。
You'll find that tribulation will be aimed targeted towards the believers.
因为这个魔鬼知道自己的日子不多了。
Satan knows that his days are numbered.
所以他就要开始做工。
So he will start to work.
因此末世的基督徒一定是受苦的基督徒。
And so Christians in the end time will suffer.
这是圣经里面所预言的。
And this is what is prophesied in the Bible.
这个以色列百姓在受苦当中，第二个我们看出说没有盼望。
And the second point about the Israelites was that they did not have any hope.
如果一个人没有盼望，我们人就没有办法忍受苦难。
Without hope, we cannot endure sufferings.
那这也为什么说信主以前受苦跟信主以后受苦是绝对不一样的。
And that is why I said that suffering after we believe in the Lord is vastly different from when we suffered without believing in the Lord.
因为信主以前的受苦,
Because before you believe in the Lord, your sufferings cannot be explained.
只有解释就是说, 啊, 我运气不好啦, 或者说, 我的命不好啦, 啊, 就是这样啦。
The only explanation you may offer is that you simply had bad luck.
那没有办法进一步去解释。
You can't really explain it.
所以受苦变成一种咒诅。
That is why your suffering became a curse.
因此人在受苦当中很难过。
And that is why people feel so sorry for themselves when they suffer.
当我们进到主的里面, 受苦可以解释。
But when we enter into the salvation of God, we can explain our sufferings.
而且这个受苦的解释常常跟天国的荣耀盼望连在一起。
And this explanation is often tied to the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
我们现在看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter.
第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四节，可以得着不能够朽坏、不能够玷污、不能够衰残，为你们存留在天上。第五节，你们因信蒙神能力保守的，必能够得到所预备为你们末世所显现的救恩。 所以这个第三节啊，到第五节，我们这样仔细一念呢，真的对基督徒啊，是一个蛮有盼望的一个人。
So reading verse 3 to 5, we can't help but understand the hope we have as Christians.
他说我们所得到的是活泼的盼望。
We have received this living hope.
世界的盼望有一天都会死的，你得到的时候你就开始失去它，就是死了。
Whatever we gain in this world would eventually become our loss, for it is dead and perishable.
但是只有一个盼望你得到了，你可以永远拥有它。
But there is only one hope which you would gain and will forever have it.
就是天上的基业。
And that is the heavenly inheritance.
所以这里说是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
And that's why verse 4 tells us that it is an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
那这个就是保罗所说公义的冠冕。
And this is what Paul called the crown of righteousness.
或者说他所到过第三层天的生活。
Or the third heaven that Paul claimed to have entered.
或者他所说那是人心里没有想过的，人一生没有经历过的。
Or the experience that no one had ever went through.
那这个恩典要在主耶稣降临的时候给我们。
And this grace will be given to us when Jesus comes again.
所以第六节说，
That is why verse 6
tells us, 因此你们是有喜乐的，如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心必被试炼就被火试验能来能换的，就是更显得宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。所以这个地方在讲说，我们在百般的试炼，在百般的受苦当中啊，虽然暂时忧愁，但是我们是有盼望的。
So in all kinds of trials, we may for a little while suffer grief, but we will ultimately receive the glory of the kingdom.
那个盼望是什么？
What is this hope that we're talking about?
就是我们的信心经过试炼之后，信心越来越纯。
This hope is that our faith, being tested, will become pure.
那也可以，因为有这个纯的信心，将来在神的面前得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And because of this refined faith, we will receive the praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
那也因为这个样子，我们在做基督徒当中，我们在生活当中受苦，不能埋怨。
And this is why we should never complain in our sufferings.
您看，再回来看民数记21章。
Let's return to Numbers 21.
民数记的21章。
Numbers 21.
第六节， 说于是神使火蛇进到百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列中就死了许多。第七节，百姓到摩西那里说，我们谤读的神和你有罪了，就是为我们祷告神。为什么这个埋怨是一种罪？
Why was complaining a sin?
因为埋怨就是表示神的安排不好。
Because when you complain, you are implying that God's arrangement is not good.
神的智慧不够完全。
that God's wisdom is not complete.
啊, 神带领的道路,
that God's way is not the right way.
所以我们就埋怨,
and that is why we grumble.
那这个是神所不喜欢的,
and this is not pleasing to God.
因此帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章告诉我们说要, 凡事谢恩,
that is why 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us that we should give thanks at all times.
这是不简单的一个功课。
This is a difficult lesson to learn.
但人经历过苦难, 看到苦难所带给我们好处, 我们渐渐就开始学会了这个功课。
But as we go through suffering, we will gradually learn this lesson of thanksgiving.
就是要凡事谢恩。
We must give thanks in all circumstances.
当我们找到好的工作,
when we get a good job,
当我们得到神的祝福,
when we are blessed by God,
我们要感谢神, 当然这很简单。
It is obviously easy for us to thank God.
如果在这个情况都不能感谢神, 那我们还什么时候能感谢神呢?
If we can't even thank God in prosperity, when else can we thank Him?
所以当我们得到神祝福在顺境当中, 我们一定要有感恩的行动。
So in our prosperity, we must show our acts of thanksgiving.
但是困难就是当我们遇到我们不如意的事情, 顺境的时候, 请问要怎么感恩?
But what is more difficult is to learn how to give thanks when we are in distress or difficulty.
确实不是一个这么简单的一件事情。
This is not an easy thing to do.
有一天如果我们生病了, 请问怎么感恩?
One day if we fall sick, how do you give thanks?
有一天如果我们失业了, 请问我们怎么感恩?
And if we lose our job, how do you give thanks?
这是一个很实际的问题, 我们一定会遇到。
This is a very practical issue that we will all face.
有一天如果我们做圣工遇到了挫折, 请问我要怎么感恩?
If one day we are frustrated in the ministry, how do we give thanks?
我满腔的热情在服侍神, 但是我挫折感很深。
I'm so zealous for Him, and yet I feel such a strong sense of despair.
请问我怎么感恩?
How do I give thanks?
这个都是很实际的问题。
These are all very practical concerns.
但是凡事谢恩就是包括这些情况。
But when Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, they include what we have just mentioned.
所以传道书里面说, 你们在患难中要思想。
That is why the preacher said we must think and ponder when we are in difficulty.
为什么说患难中要思想?
Why is it that we need to think in difficulty?
要想说神允许这件事情发生, 到底
We must think what benefit God wants us to derive from our difficulties.
一切美善的恩赐,全备的赏赐,都是从神来的, 从众光之父来的。
Every good blessing and every wonderful gift is given by the Father who is in the light.
所以如果是神允许的, 那这一定到最后证明对我们是美善的。
And if it comes from God, it will ultimately prove that it is good.
因此雅各书里面在讲试炼。
The book of James talks about adversity.
他说要让我们成全完备, 毫无缺陷。
Through adversity, we will be perfect without blemish.
这个是我们灵修的目标。
And this is the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
然后接着他又说, 你们中间如果有缺乏智慧的, 可以向那后世与众人又不斥责人的神求。
And James continued to say that if you see someone lacks wisdom, you can pray to the one who will never rebuke you but grant you your wish.
那为什么前面他在讲试炼，后面马上就在讲智慧呢？
Why is it that he first talked about trials and then immediately followed by wisdom?
因为在试炼当中，我们需要有属灵的智慧来了解为什么神让这件事情发生。
It is because in our trials we need to understand what God's will is for us. Through the wisdom that He gives us.
那我们可以在这个苦难当中不断的自我提升, 灵性能够越来越完全。
So that in our trials we may elevate our faith.
那我们就得到益处了。
Then we will gain.
所以以色列百姓在旷野这些困难的当中, 他没有办法了解。
So the Israelites fail to understand the purpose of their suffering.
他也没有办法把这个苦难来解释说对将来的盼望有帮助。
And they could not explain their sufferings in light of the benefit they will receive in the future.
所以他们只有一条路可以走, 就是开始埋怨神。
And the only way that they thought was to complain to God.
而且事实上他们的埋怨啊, 也有一点夸张。
And in fact, their complaints were exaggerated.
在这里没有粮食, 没有水, 其实神给他们玛拿, 也有水喝。
They claimed that there was no bread or water, but in fact God gave them manna and water.
这是比起埃及地没有这么丰富而已。
It's just that their meals were not as sumptuous as they had in Egypt.
那这个火蛇进到他们中间，这个代表神的一种管教。
And the fiery snakes went into them was the punishment from God.
使他们知道说这样做不是神喜欢的。
God wanted them to know that God is not pleased with their complaints.
那目的是要叫他们回头。
And the purpose is so that they may turn back from their complaining ways.
我们仔细看这些百姓到摩西那里承认说我们有罪的是什么时候承认呢？
So when did the people acknowledge their sins?
就是火蛇进到中间，神的管教来到了，他们才知道我们有罪了。
It was when the Lord sent the fiery snakes among them.
但是神的意念不是降灾祸的意念，是赐平安的意念。
But God's will is not to send disaster, but peace.
所以神的意念不是看到他的百姓受苦，神很高兴，不是这样的。
God's will is never to see His chosen people suffer.
神的意念是希望百姓在受苦当中能够更正自己，更加的进步，能够长久享平安。
God's will is such that He wanted His people to learn from their sufferings so that they may enjoy prosperity.
所以在以色列百姓受苦当中，他们开始呼求神，那神就开一条路给他们走。
And so as the people cried out to God for His pardon, God gave them away.
好，我们看第七节的最后一句。
The last phrase of verse 7.
于是摩西为百姓祷告，第八节。
So Moses prayed for the people.
神对摩西说：“你制了一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这个蛇就得存活。”
The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live."
这个本身也是神迹啊！哦。That
is a miracle in itself.
你被火蛇一咬，你赶快回头一看，铜蛇就好了。
So whoever is bitten by the fiery snake can look upon the bronze snake and be healed.
那这一条铜蛇怎么有这么大的力量呢？一看就好了。
Why is it that a bronze snake has such power?
所以第九节说，摩西造了一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望铜蛇就活了。So
in verse 9, Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole, and when anyone who was bitten by a snake can look at the bronze snake, he lived.
所以这个铜蛇变成是生命的来源，一望就好了。
So the bronze snake became the source of life.
人因为罪被火蛇咬而死，但是人因为望铜蛇而活。
Because of the fiery snake, the people died, and yet because of the bronze snake, they looked and lived.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
14节。
14.
约翰福音第三章14节。
John chapter 3 verse 14.
摩西怎样在旷野举起蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一些信他的都得永生。原来我们就了解了，那个铜蛇摩西所造的，就是代表主耶稣。So
from these verses, we understand that a bronze snake represents Jesus.
所以人子要被举起来，被钉十字架。
So the Son of Man must be lifted up.
那你只要一望那个钉十字架的主耶稣，也就是说你要信靠他，你就得永生了。And
those of us who look upon Him and trust in Him will be saved.
所以今天我们在苦难当中，我们要仰望神所预备那个挂在十字架的主耶稣。So
today, as we suffer, we need to behold the Lord Jesus who had been crucified on the cross.
那是我们力量的泉源。
He is the source of our strength.
那是神爱的来源。
He is the source of God's love.
我们看诗篇的三十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 33.
诗篇的三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
18节。
Verse 18.
说神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。我们再看。
22节。
22节。 啊，这个作诗的人这样说。
The psalmist said.
啊
，said.
啊，说神的眼目要看顾那仰望他慈爱的人。
But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him.
啊，啊，然后二十节。
20.
我们的心等候神，我们的帮助，我们的盾牌，啊。所以这里说神就是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
God is our help and our shield.
所以我们人在苦难当中，哦，我们心里要常常思想神的爱。
So when we are in difficulty, we must continually think about the love of God.
那我们在苦难当中就会得到力量。
Then in our sufferings, we will gain strength.
所以罗马书里面在讲患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练不至于啊。是我们啊，不至于羞耻。
So that is why Romans tells us
不至于羞耻。
That sufferings will bring about perseverance, perseverance character, and character will bring us no shame.
原因就是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And the reason is that the Holy Spirit has given us the love of God in our hearts.
所以我们在苦难当中，你看那个最后的结果，一定不是让我们羞耻的。
And so the ultimate purpose of suffering is not that we may be ashamed.
为什么
？Why is that?
神的爱是保证。
God's love is our guarantee.
这是出于他的爱，所以这个是要让我们得荣耀，要让神得荣耀，让我们得神恩典的。
Since our sufferings come from God, God wills that we will ultimately receive His blessings and grace.
所以你看圣经里面有哪一个人受苦到最后是羞耻的
？So who in the Bible who has suffered and finally suffered shame?
没有一个
，not one.
啊，约伯后来的情况比前面更好。
Job's ultimate outcome was much better than before.
斯蒂凡虽然殉道
，Stephen was martyred.
天开了
，but the heaven opened for him.
主耶稣在等他回去
，Jesus was waiting for him.
保罗虽然殉道
，Paul was martyred as well.
他有公义的冠冕
，but he had the crown of righteousness awaiting him.
这些都是神的慈爱
，and these are the grace of God.
那在受苦当中，我们要仰望神的话语。
And as we suffer, we need to behold the word of God.
约瑟在苦难当中，圣经说神的话试炼他。
And when Joseph suffered, the Bible described that he was under a period where the word of God tried him.
因为从小啊，神就给他看到异象，说他的兄弟都要拜他，就是他要比他兄弟得到神更多的恩典。
Since he was young, God allowed him to see a vision where his siblings would worship him.
但现在他被下到埃及里面，被他兄弟卖掉了。
But later on, he was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
这个怎么都没有办法解释的。
And that could never be explained.
神的话在试验他。
God's word was trying him.
但是到最后，神的话实现了。
But ultimately, the word of God was fulfilled.
所以人们在苦难当中常会怀疑，圣经说神很爱我，如果神很爱我，今天神的爱在哪里？
That is why we often doubt if the Bible says God loves us, where can I find His love in my difficulty?
所以好像在试炼我们一样。
So it is as if God's word is trying us.
但是如果你用信心把它抓住神的话，一直持守到底。
But we need the faith to hold on to His word and persist to the end.
你就看到神的真的是爱我们。
Then we will truly see that God loves us.
这个真的很奇妙。
This is miraculous.
所以在试炼当中，我们要仰望神的话语。
So as we are undergoing sufferings, we must behold the word of God.
是我们的安慰，是我们力量的泉源。
His word is our comfort, our source of strength.
在试炼当中，我们要仰望神的引导。
And in our sufferings, we need to behold God's guidance.
啊，一步一步啊，求神带领我们。
Step by step, we ask God to guide our way.
所以有人在拜访一些在苦难当中的信徒，他说：“我帮你祷告，求神给你智慧。”
And that is why when some people visit members who are suffering, they pray to God to give them wisdom.
也求神给你能力
and strength.
啊，我想这是很重要的。
This is very important.
智慧让你了解到底神要学什么。
Wisdom allows us to understand what God wants us to learn from our circumstance.
让你在试炼中能够站得稳。
And strength enables us to stand firm in our difficulty.
我想在神要我们学的功课过也到了，这个就过去了。
And after we have learned the lesson, God will allow our trials to pass.
所以在这一件事情最后，我们可以看到以色列百姓只有做一件事情，就是仰望那个火蛇、铜蛇。
So the only thing that Israelites needed to do in this situation was to look up to to the bronze snake.
今天我们在信仰生活所遇到一切不顺利的事情啊, 操练到最后你发现只有一个答案, 就是你要不断仰望, 为我们挂在十字架上的耶稣, 这样就完了。
And so, despite all the trials that we may face in our journey of faith, what it all boils down to is for us to look up to our God.
有时候你想想很多的方法, 怎么去解决, 忙乱, 心里忙乱, 到最后, 经验到最后只有一个, 仰望主耶稣。
So as we face difficulties, we may find all kinds of ways to solve problems, but ultimately, it boils down to nothing more than beholding our Lord.
仰望他的慈爱。
We must behold His loving kindness.
仰望他的引导。
We must behold His guidance.
仰望他的能力。
And we must behold His strength.
仰望他的应许。
And His promise.
那你就得到生命了, 你就看到答案就在那里了。
Then you will receive life, and you will find your answers to your difficulty.